It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, December 16th, 2022. In our marine weather forecast, well, we've been dealing with east winds, offshore low-level flow, they call it in the forecast. That's going to continue through tonight. That's part of what has been bringing us our cold temperatures. Winds will be strongest through the coastal gaps in near-shore waters. So those east winds will be escaping through coastal gaps, and so you might see the wind stronger there as it heads toward the ocean. A weak frontal system will brush our waters on Saturday night through Sunday morning. A stronger weather system is expected to move through our area around the middle of next week, so I'll keep you posted on that. And today's forecast, marine weather forecast, northeast winds 10 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, wind waves from the northeast, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 5 feet at 12 seconds. And today we're going to be talking about a commonly seen vessel on the Columbia that is kind of like a ship, but not really. We'll talk about that. When is a ship not a ship? When it's one of these. It's called an ATB rig. And I talk about them glancingly often when they come and go, but I wanted to provide a little more background about them because they actually have quite an interesting evolution and history. But first, to look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have inbound, we have the Tomini Entity arriving from China, headed for Astoria's Anchorage. She's ultimately going to Portland to pick up potash, but she'll be in Astoria's Anchorage by about 11:30 a.m. The ATB, the Articulated Tug and Barge, the Dublin Sea, will be arriving from Anacortes, Washington, headed for Port Westward. Her cargo, ethanol, and she will pass Astoria around 4 p.m. and be at Port Westward in Clatskanie by about 6:30 p.m. Another ATB, the Gulf Reliance, is arriving from Los Angeles, headed for Portland, refined petroleum there, passing Astoria around 6:30 p.m., Portland by about 12:30 a.m. on Saturday, and the Global Saikai is arriving from Japan, headed for Longview to pick up logs, passing Astoria around 10:30 p.m. She could be in Longview by 2 a.m. on Saturday. And if you'd like to see the rest of today's ship schedule, you'll find it on my website at shipreport.net. Along with a podcast of this program, you can also find the ship schedule and links to podcasts on my Ship Report Facebook page. Well, today I'd like to talk with you about another kind of unusual vessel. We'll be talking about kind of uncommon vessels, ones that we don't talk about on the Ship Report that often. Well, this is one that we do see commonly here, but it is sort of a horse of a different color, that expression, so to speak, meaning not what you would expect to find if you're not familiar with different kinds of vessels. So it's the ATB rig. It's a type of vessel that goes by quite often. You might glance at it and think it's a ship, but we do have three of them on today's schedule. And so I thought I'd talk in a little bit more depth about them. It's kind of a hybrid between a ship and a tug and a barge. So the ATB is a relatively new kind of vessel. There are two general sort of types of vessel like this. One is called the ATB, the Articulated Tug and Barge. So it looks kind of like an odd-looking ship. If you glance at it, kind of like a skinny ship. But if you look closely at it, you'll realize that it's not a ship at all, but instead is a tug and a barge directly attached very closely together. So instead of the tug towing the barge way behind it on a cable, or pushing directly behind the barge, the tugboat, in this case on an ATB, fits snugly into a specially designed notch in the stern or the rear end of the barge, and the two are attached together with an ATB, in the case of an ATB, with a hydraulic pin assembly that allows the barge to be released at its destination if need be. In that way, the tug could pick up another similarly designed barge and be on its way. So that's the general concept, the interchangeableness and the close attachment between the tug and the barge. Another similar design that we also sometimes see here, but much less often than the ATB, is something called the ITB, which is called an integrated tug and barge. And that's a case in which the tug and the barge are actually locked together. So in effect, they function as one vessel. So what's the point of this? Well, a barge set up like this can carry as much fuel as some coastal oil tankers, and it requires a much smaller crew than a ship. So a tugboat crew might be maybe a dozen people versus maybe 25 people on a coastal tanker. And these vessels, these ATB or ITB vessels, while they travel in the ocean and are very capable, they are essentially coastwise vessels, meaning they go from port to port and stay relatively close to shore. So we're talking about the coastal trade here of vessels moving cargo between coastal ports. ATBs and ITBs were invented essentially as a cost-cutting measure. The fact that the tug and the barge are closely attached together means that the barge is readily accessible if problems develop. And because the barge is not being towed far behind the tug, the ATB or the ITB can handle difficult weather more safely than a traditional tug and barge. They can also travel faster at sea than a traditional tug and barge tow. The concept for these units was developed in the 1970s. So we are seeing more and more of these ATB rigs here and an occasional ITB. They generally handle petroleum products, the ones that we see here, but some of them also carry asphalt. And those barges have internal heaters inside to keep the asphalt in a liquid state so it can be pumped in and out of the barge in port. So you can imagine that without a heater, the barge would quickly become a solid mass of asphalt. So those are special barges that have heating elements in them that keep that that asphalt moving. In the case of the ATB, it's attached to the barge with a hydraulic pin assembly, as I said, that acts kind of like a horizontal hinge, which allows the tug and barge to flex at sea, something that can be kind of an issue in bad weather. So there are limits as to how much a rig like this can handle safely, but it is still safer and can move more quickly at sea than a traditional tug and barge, which the barges at sea can be quite a ways behind the tug. So it is a slower moving and potentially more dangerous situation there in general. I mean, speaking broadly, there are safety issues with any kind of a vessel out at sea, because especially here in the Pacific Northwest, where the weather can just be so difficult. But in general, having that barge very close to the tug does make it much more accessible for the crew on board. So the cost-saving measures related to these rigs have made them popular, and we will no doubt see more of them as time goes by, unless, of course, they invent something else that's more efficient. The most common ATBs we see here are owned by a company called Crowley Maritime, and they are U.S. flagged vessels traveling between U.S. ports, and they have names like the Sound Reliance, the Ocean Reliance, the Gulf Reliance, and sometimes the Sea Reliance. But we also see a smattering of other ATBs owned by other companies. And if you didn't take a close look at an ATB going by, you might think it was a ship. But take a close look next time, and you'll clearly see the tug and the barge attached together. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.